Hi, this is my very first time ever doing something like this. I do feel kind of awkward, but I'm gonna try to not be as, like, I don't know, like, nervous and, like, too in my head. So I have some questions that, they're not questions, but, like, things I can use to, like, guide me, in this ramble app, because I know myself, and I know that I can get very, very easily distracted, and it might be hard for me to talk at some points, so I have I have some things that I've written down in my notes app to guide me. Right, so right now I'm kind of just, I'm just touching myself, like, very lightly, like, on top of my underwear. I don't really have, like, a plan of what to do. I haven't been able to masturbate in a very, very long time, so I have been anticipating this for a while. I've been really busy, so I haven't had the chance to really indulge in whatnot, but I'm gonna try my best to stay focused and tell you a bit about myself, because this is my first time doing something like this and my first time posting on GWA or posting anything really. So why did I join? I have time right now for a little. And, like I said, I've been on, GWA for quite some time, and I'm bored, and, it's for fun. I'm horny pretty often, so, you know, why not record my moans for other people to hear, I'll probably only do ramble faps for now. If I ever do, like, quick sessions, I'll post it on my Tumblr, which I have linked on my profile. But quick sessions are honestly not something I do. Usually, like, my masturbate will probably be from half an hour to an hour, just because I like to go a lot of rounds. I really like to feel good, I guess. I actually think I'm going to try to do a little bit of anal today, just because I'm in the mood for it, and I did prep myself for it anyways, so might as well. I'm sorry if, like, the sound is not the best. I'm new to this. I don't have, like, the best equipment ever. I'm literally just using my phone. I did try to like do a little bit of research to what people usually do, and a lot of people said that's how they started, so that's what I'm doing. So let's see, I'm gonna try to situate my phone somewhere. Sorry, I was silent for a bit, but I just lubed up my toy I use. For my ass. Gonna try hard to take it, but I should be able to. It's been a very long time. It's actually been a while since I've done anal, but it gets me so fucking wet and needy. I'm just trying to be gentle, I don't want to hurt myself. Just slowly, slowly pushing it in. It's definitely been a while because it's very hard to get this in right now, but I'm not gonna give up because I know how it gets me. Sometimes I have to be like a little forceful, not like too forceful, but once I get through that first little part, okay, it's in. Okay, I'm just gonna let it kind of sit in there, because, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a dildo, kind of. It's, I might post a picture on Tumblr of, like, all my toys, but it's like a dildo, but it's not, like, shaped like an actual, you know. It's kind of just like it's not a wand. It's so hard to explain, but yeah, it's like a dildo. It does vibrate, but I don't think I'm gonna use it right now. I do think I'm gonna use like my clit vibrator in a bit. Yeah, I don't really have an order like typically of like what I use and like how I use it. I kind of just do whatever. I mean, usually, like, when I masturbate, I'll usually just start with, like, circling around my clit and getting me, like, wet and ready, and then, I'll put a finger in or two. Honestly, usually I work myself up to three. And just finger myself, and then, yeah, that's kind of it. That's what I've been doing recently, but, you know, when I have my toys, usually I'll use, like, my clit vibrator and, use that to warm up, and then I'll use my dildo to fuck myself. Not the same one I'm using in my ass. The one I use to fuck myself is bigger and longer. It's a bit like girthier too. It has a suction and it, like, shapes like an actual, you know. So yeah. I think I need to be realistic here, and think I'm gonna have this in my ass and like play with myself like a little bit, but not too much to make me come so I can like talk a little bit about myself. Obviously not too much, I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, because I am gonna probably start like, you know, not being able to answer questions. But yeah, so yeah, I'm in my early 20s. You can't tell by my voice, but yeah, I don't want to say my actual age, but I promise I'm not lying about my age. I wouldn't do that. I use she, her pronouns. I'm a lesbian. My style is kind of whatever. My favorite season is like spring and like early autumn, like very late summer. I think those are when my fits are the best. I recently bought this really pretty Victoria's Secret panty that I want to take pictures in. I might post it if I feel like it. My type, I really don't have one. Mean, nice, dom, sub, butch, femme, mask, femme, stem, stud, I don't care. My only type is, women and lesbians and people who like women who aren't men. Hopefully that makes sense. My last watch was Arcane. I love Arcane. I am not normal about the show at all. And my last book was The Invested Book, which I'm still reading. But like I said, I'm not normal about, not normal about Arcane at all. I also got the art book recently. It just came in, so very happy about that. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I'm just astonished at how what I am. I forgot how what I get when I, put something in my ass. My god. I'm trying not to do too much because I don't want to come just yet. I'm keeping it like very light touches. Speaking of art, I do draw. Oh my god. I need to stop. I keep like trying to move the dildo in my ass, but I'm trying to stay, I'm trying to be good and stay calm a little bit and not do too much because I don't want to come yet. Where was I? Art. I used to post my art on Twitter. Ages ago, and then I posted it on TikTok very briefly, and then I posted a few things on Tumblr, but it's on a different account. I do write fan fiction, but I'm not connecting that to my other Tumblr account. Not for any reason in particular, more so like I just want to keep everything organized. I'm thinking of possible, like NSFW questions, but I can't help but be distracted. Kinks. I really like praise. I really like being told that, like, I'm good, or, I don't know. Like, just being nice and, like, telling me I'm good and, like, you're proud of me. Degradation is, it's good too, but I need to be in, like, the mood for that. I like gentle names, mostly like baby and honey and darling and sweetheart. Doll's okay. Pretty girl, sweet girl, things like that. I'm definitely missing some, but in terms of like degrading terms, I don't like them that much. I think I like them if it's in the way that someone's saying it, like putting my in front of it first. Like if someone were to say like my slut. That's good, but I don't like being called like bitch or whore or anything like that. Like those are very like no for me. I like the idea of my hands being tied up. I am like a virgin, but I do think I have a great imagination. I know I can't know everything and like know what it actually feels like, but I don't like, typically, I don't like things touching my wrists, or my hands. Like, I don't wear rings or bracelets or hair ties even, because I don't like how they feel. It's really bothersome, but the thought of, like, giving someone that trust is, definitely riles me up. I don't like, my ankles being tied. It's definitely a no. They're very sensitive for some reason. I don't like them being touched at all, honestly. But yeah, I'm very sensitive there. I'm very sensitive in the strangest places when I'm feeling really good. I might show you a little bit about that today. My back and my neck, in particular, just crazy sensitive. My wrists are sensitive too, for some reason. I don't have like a ton of kinks. I'm a sucker for older women. They just really do it for me. They just really do. I love noise. I love audio. I feel like this is gonna sound weird, but I love like crunchy sounds. I listen to all types of music, but I like sigil core, I think it's called. I don't know, something's really satisfying about it. I love the sound of like whimpers and moans and breathy sounds, especially coming from like someone with a deeper voice, but it really doesn't matter. I like it either way. I just like hearing like desperation and begging and whatnot. Like someone asking me to, like respectfully asking me for like come inside me or be inside me is just so, so hot. What else? I don't really have a ton of kinks. Oh, I do love the sound of a belt coming off. I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's like the implications of like what's to come. But I love the sound of someone taking off their belt. It's so strange, but it's so like, it just gets me going. I don't know why. I like slapping, spanking, choking, biting. I think I said that in the order of Doja's song, but anyways, I like teasing a lot. Like if someone's kind of mean to me and like condescending. I tend to be able to get really horny very easily, and I can get off pretty easily when I'm horny. I think it's just how sensitive I tend to get. Like there was a time where like I can always get off like by touching my clit, but I like there was one night that my hands were just so cold. I don't know why they were so cold, but like it just felt so fucking good on my clit. I just came faster than I expected. There was another time where I was doing work at my desk and I had a pillow. And I don't know what was going on that day, but I was so horny and needy that I just grinded real hard on my pillow when I came. And it was honestly a really good orgasm, which is surprising. I didn't have any of my toys, so I just had to do with what I had. I'm into dacrophilia, I think. I don't know. Somnophilia, I feel like it's something that I recently realized that I might be into. I really want that vibrator that tracks like your habits. It's so expensive. I did put it on my throne, but I'm not expecting someone to like actually want to get that for me, but I don't know, it's just there was a wish list. I do hope to get it myself one day, but we'll see. Maybe, I don't know, I think I'd also want to try like one of those grinder toys. I literally saw like a post on Twitter today and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm being listened to. I don't think that I can handle talking anymore, so I do think I'm gonna like actually properly fuck myself. I'm so sorry if you force yourself to listen to all of that and you're really just here to hear me moan. That's fair enough. Yeah, you will get that right now. Finger myself back. Catch myself a little bit, but I do still have the delta on my ass. I'm gonna finger myself in a second because I decided I'm gonna be good and fully prep myself before I put in my other dildo and my Sorry if I don't talk as much. I'm gonna put my fingers in now. Just slowly. Slowly. section, I think. Okay, good. Oh my god. Rubbing against, like, up into my walls, I guess. I'm so used to, like, having to be quiet that I think that I'm just being quiet, but I know I really shouldn't, because you guys obviously can't see me, but I'm just figuring out myself. I think I'm gonna take the tilted eyebrows, because it's not really helping right now. I hate taking it out because it feels so good, but I'm just gonna finger these off. I think I need to put a third finger in because it's not really doing anything right now for me. It's just like two in. I'm gonna add a third. Usually I'm much greedier and I'll just like from the vibrator, but I don't want to make it like so easy for myself right now. Oh my god. I want to come without touching my clit. I don't know why I like fucking with myself so much. Oh my god. Oh. Definitely gonna have to shower after this. Oh my god. Okay, well that's one out of how many. I don't know how many I'm gonna do today. Usually I'll do like, I don't know, like 3 to 4. Let's see what we can do today. I'm gonna use my vibrator. Hopefully it isn't too loud and too obnoxious, because I would hate that for you guys. But fuck. Okay. Oh, you feel better. Okay. Hopefully it isn't too loud. I really hope it's not too loud. But I feel like it's gonna be so loud. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. literally, clearly I haven't. Oh my god. Clearly I haven't done this in a while because I, oh my god. I'm so used to being quiet all the time that this is not normal for me. I'm not usually like, I'm not loud at all. This is not, I don't know. Let me stop talking. Okay, that was, oh fuck, that was two, but let me see what else I can do. I do want to come a few more times. Just give me a moment to situate myself. I think I'm on my back right now, but I think I'm gonna go on my stomach because something about using my vibrator on my stomach, it just feels so freaking good. Oh my god, 1 second. Oh. I think I'm gonna come but keep it off. If you laugh right away, but I The amount of, I have a habit of like kind of just drinking like whatever, I don't know, whatever like wetness I guess comes to me and like putting it on my leg, but it's like getting dry and stuff, so I'm definitely gonna take a shower after this. I haven't had anything in me, except for my fingers in a long time. And my fingers are, they're great, but they're definitely not that big. And, I don't know the details of this thing, but I think it's, like, maybe 7.5, and it's, like, slightly curved, definitely my favorite toy, maybe, after my vibrator. If you heard that, that was, that was the bottle of lube, I swear. Anyways, I'm just putting a whole bunch on the, dildo. I know I can take it, honestly, I know I can, but I don't want to hurt myself or anything, and it feels better with lube, so I'm putting like a really good amount on it all around. I'm gonna put it in now. I'm gonna move in a second, but not right now. In a little bit. In a little bit. I'm just gonna keep it in there for a second. Yeah. I think I'll, I honestly, oh my god. I don't know if it's the way I like angle it or what, but I can't seem to come just from like this being inside of me alone. I can come like on my fingers alone, but I don't know what it is, but I can't come like with my dildo alone. So I do have to like touch my clit, but I think I'll use my vibrator again. Yeah. I'm just waiting a bit for this to warm up. But hope everyone's having a great day. And if you're also touching yourself, I hope you're feeling good as well. Alright, I think I can start moving. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god. Are shaking. Oh my god. I think it literally just feels too good. Oh my god. Holy shit. Okay. Exactly why I just decided to say everything I need to say in the beginning and then do this, because this is crazy. Oh my god. My feet are getting tingly. I forgot how good it feels to have this in me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Actually insane how what I am. Like, I know I get this wet, but oh my god. And there's so much. Come on, my dildo. Oh my god, let me put it back in. Okay. I can explain what I'm about to do. So I'm sorry for that, but yeah, I can't. I've tried to pride my little before, and I just don't do that well, unfortunately. I could try today. No, I think I'm gonna another day. It's for another day. I'll try writing it, but, I think my definition of writing is kind of just grinding on it, which is, I don't know if that's what that is, but, see how long I can kind of stay. I know this audio is long, I'm sorry. Fuck. I'll see how long I can keep doing this. Mm-hmm.
felt lightheaded. Oh my god. Oh, fuck.
All I can handle for today. Oh my fucking god. Thank you for tuning in. If you did, and I really hope you enjoyed my first audio. If you have any requests or anything, or you just want to talk to me, please go to my Tumblr and, I don't know, let me know your thoughts, or in the comment section, or whatever. Okay, alright, bye.